From the place where all things are purchased, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. I recently sat down with Joey from our purchasing department to see what kind of things go on there. Most of you are probably saying, probably purchasing stuff, and you'd be right. But most of you may not realize how much stuff this company buys every year, or how many bags of peanuts we bought last year. Today I'm talking with Joey from our purchasing department. Joey, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thank you for having me, Steve. I appreciate it.
And I should imagine, sort of like a government, a really large company like Southwest Airlines probably buys a lot of stuff, and they buy virtually everything. So what sort of stuff does your department do?
Purchasing buy. Purchasing really does buy almost anything in the spectrum. A couple things we don't buy is probably an easier way to define it. We don't buy brand new airplanes. We don't buy fuel to put into those airplanes. Those are both very different skill sets.
We do buy those things. It's just
we do buy them
in
other departments. Fuel is responsible for fuel, and Treasury actually purchases the new aircraft. And we don't buy engines through the purchasing area. So we buy everything else: onboard supplies, peanuts, pretzels, repaired parts that go onto the aircraft,
cups, napkins,
safety equipment, uniforms.
Paperclips.
Ground services, equipment, walkie-talkies, and then we also make sure that everything gets where it's supposed to go. We have a logistics team that's responsible for moving the parcels to open up a new base or move supplies from stage them so they're ready to be used by our employees. In fact, we move about 500,000 parcels just through FedEx alone every year.
That's a lot.
It's a tremendous amount, and if you think about how large of an operation and how decentralized we are, there's a lot of moving parts, just things moving around the country on a daily basis, just aircraft.
Now, I guess somebody on the outside listening to this might say, well, wait a minute, why do you use FedEx? You have an airline.
That is true. But that's bin space that we could use for cargo. That's weight that we could use for passengers and their luggage. So there's opportunity cost. So when it doesn't have to get there, if it's not a part that has to get there to get repaired, or something has to be there that day immediately, we like to use FedEx and ship it at a much lower rate. Our primary focus is customer service, and it's really about getting our passengers and their stuff where they need to go. So the logistics team really handles getting the stuff staged for them behind the scenes.
Well, Joey, is all of the purchasing done here in Dallas?
Well, yeah, actually, the purchasing is done through the Sweep application.
And what Sweep, what's that stand for?
You know, I'm embarrassed. I don't actually know. I know it's Southwest Electronic.
It was a huge program a couple of years back.
It's a huge program, and what it allows us to do is, even though everyone puts their orders in where they are at the station, if you're in provisioning, you're putting stuff into Sweep all day long, even though it's being put in there, we're able to leverage all that spend with a few suppliers, and that gives us a lot more purchasing power, which means we get to pay a lower rate and keep more of those profits in our pockets.
Well, how many people make up this department?
We're actually a fairly small group. There are 82 individuals in the department, and we actually have 24 of those individuals that are dedicated just to the maintenance department. They buy all the expendables and rotables used on the aircraft. And then within the area here at headquarters, we're divided. Basically, there's some buying groups that are divided like you would think around commodities. So onboard aircraft, uniforms, cleaning services, technology. And then we've got another group that supports those groups. And those would be the people that are responsible for upgrades to the Sweep application, making sure the invoices get paid, stuff like that, working with AP.
You know, it's been a number of years, but I got a phone call one day from somebody wanted to know if we used liquid soap or bar soap on our aircraft, and she was interested in purchasing or in selling, I guess, liquid soap to us. Of course, I do not work in purchasing, and I suggested she call the purchasing department. I gave her just the main phone number. But how do you find these great deals and contracts? I mean, so you negotiate them.
Well, one of the ways that we have a couple different ways that we find new suppliers. The nice thing about being in this industry, being Southwest, is people seek us out most often to do business. So we don't have, we're not in short supply of people that want to come do business with us. But we go through a fairly rigorous process of evaluating the vendors that we select to do business with. As you might expect, a lot of people want to do business with us, but they don't realize how large of an operation and how complicated it is. Just think about what it takes to get our liquor staged for our aircraft. We've got all the stations out in the field.
I have no idea. Yeah.
It's a complicated process, and there aren't that many vendors that are able to do that on a large scale. And whenever possible, we like to use consolidate our spend so that we can leverage all that spend that we're doing across the company.
You mentioned one of the things that you purchase here is peanuts, and I'm assuming all the snacks, pretzels and whatnot. So how many peanuts or pretzels do we go through in a week or a year?
It's interesting you ask that. Last year, we used about 90 million packages of peanuts.
I can't imagine what that even looks like if you piled up all those peanuts.
That's a lot of peanuts. That would feed a lot of elephants.
Of course, we're talking about little packets of peanuts, which, by the way, don't cost anything on Southwest Airlines.
That's true.
And we change those out every year. Some flights have peanuts, some have pretzels. Do you know why some get peanuts and some have pretzels?
Well, we do carry the most have peanuts and pretzels, and the reason that we use it's peanuts are the primary one that we give out. We always have. It's our signature
tradition.
It's our traditional snack. But there are allergies out there, so we like to provide pretzels just in case someone has a peanut allergy. One of the interesting things about the onboard supplies, to me, is actually looking at how much we consume in beer. So I just found it interesting. Heineken is our favorite beer. We served about a million.
Best-selling beer on board.
Best-selling beer. 1.3 million last year.
1.3 million, okay. And what's the most popular soft drink?
The most popular, it's close. Diet Coke and Coke are our two most popular. So.
What's the distilled spirit? What's the number one liquor?
Yeah. Vodka. Like Finlandia vodka. So one of the things that we get a lot of questions about, we have a team that works with our uniforms team, our uniforms committee.
The uniform committee, that's... It's like the flight attendants are made up of flight attendants, in addition to people from purchasing.
Absolutely. It's led by the groups that actually wear the uniforms. Each of them are represented, and then we work with them to negotiate the best deal once they've made a selection. So, and that's true in purchasing. That's very similar to how we work with all the groups. Generally, we support a commodity that's consumed by one or many other departments that are customers. So we work with them. On what the product that fits their needs, and once they've determined what that is, we go and source it, and we lay out what the costs are and the benefits, and then we let the customers choose, and then our job is to go sign the best. We have a lot of expertise in negotiating contracts and working with legal to make sure that we're not putting ourselves in a position where we're going to have an extra 12 million peanuts sitting around that aren't going to get eaten, something like that.
No one wants that.
No one wants that. Maybe the elephants.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.